Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menashe. On today's show, we're taking a look at the build-to-rent trend that's growing across many parts of the United States. This is where you build an entire community of detached single-family homes, or in some cases, townhouses. In fact, there's a continuum of product offerings that are possible to bridge the gap between the density and cost of detached homes versus a multi-story apartment complex. The traditional thinking is that the most lucrative investment is always the highest density property. The more units you can put onto a piece of land, the more you will get back in terms of income and value. Well, on today's show, we're going to look at the cost of construction associated with these different building styles to see what might influence the choice of one over another. The tenant in a single-family home is more likely to be a family with children who want the detached home living experience, where the kids can play in the backyard under the watchful eye of parents. That's more difficult in a multi-story apartment complex, so there's clear demand for detached housing that the apartment does not address. The question of cost is also subjective. There's the upfront cost to build, and then there's the ongoing life cycle cost. I'll give you a simple example. The roof replacement on a high-rise building might, let's say, cover only 8,000 square feet if that's the size of the floor plate. But if you've got 200 apartments underneath that one roof, the cost to replace it is extremely low when amortized across 200 units. But if you've got 200 detached single-family homes with 1,500 square feet of roof under each home, then you're looking at nearly 300,000 square feet of roof, which is obviously going to cost much, much more. If the roof has a 25-year lifetime, then the maintenance cost will appear to be zero when the product is new. The difference will only become apparent later in the life cycle. For now, we're just going to look at construction costs and assume that the life cycle cost will be avoided by selling the asset somewhere around, say, the 10-year mark after completion, so the builder doesn't experience any of those life cycle costs. To start with, we need to look at the hard cost of construction for single-family homes. On next week's show, we're going to look at townhomes and stacked townhouses. Today, we're going to look at single-family homes and multi-story apartments to compare the different product types. That may provide us some insight on one product type versus another. We're observing hard construction cost of around $110 per square foot to build a basic detached house, slab on grade, in the southern part of the United States. When you add the site servicing cost of around $35,000 a lot, you're looking at a total cost to build of about $145 a square foot. If your land cost is about $35,000 a lot, then your total cost, including soft costs, is probably around $205 a square foot, all-inclusive. By contrast, a three-story garden-style apartment complex is going to cost you about $185 per square foot to build, plus site servicing cost of about $12,000 a unit. The land cost will be around $12,000 a unit. When you add all of this together, including the soft costs, you're probably going to be facing a total project cost of around $260 a square foot. That's $55 a square foot higher for an apartment as compared with detached homes. Now, of course, the numbers I'm quoting here are purely examples based on our extensive underwriting experience. The real numbers would vary widely based on location, labor costs, site conditions, local building codes, and so on. But you can easily see a scenario where the cost of building a single-family home would actually be less than the cost of building apartments on a comparable basis. The next obvious question is who is going to rent those detached homes when you consider the cost to rent has to cover the mortgage regardless whether the owner is a homeowner or a commercial or institutional investor. If new construction housing is not affordable, then why would the numbers work for someone who is renting instead of owning? Well, the answer is threefold. First is that the end buyer is going to pay the retail price to buy that home, which has the builder's markup embedded in the purchase price, whereas the build-to-rent developer is paying the actual cost to build, which is definitely less. Second, the financing rate that an institution can get is likely going to be lower than a first-time home buyer. And finally, some families might afford the monthly cost of ownership, but they struggle to assemble the equity down payment needed to qualify for the financing. The next obvious question is why do apartments cost more to build than a single-family home? That intuitively doesn't seem to make sense from a distance. Well, the answer is it has to do with the building code. Apartments have additional costs that single-family homes do not. Some apartments require sprinklers and firewall separations that single families don't. Apartments require multiple means of egress, which means building additional fire-rated stairwells. These are costly, and they don't add any value from a living standpoint. Apartments often have amenities, whereas single-family homes in a rental community might not. The structural elements of a multi-story apartment building are definitely going to be more expensive to build. The foundation is going to have to be more substantial to support the weight and the span of a multi-story building than a one-story or two-story detached home with slab-on-grade. An apartment complex is going to require more in the way of security, cameras, entry controls, a centralized fire alarm system, whereas detached homes don't require any of that. The walls and ceilings between apartments need to be more substantial in order to provide noise isolation between apartments. That often consists of two layers of 5/8 drywall and resilient channel. That's much more expensive than the standard half-inch drywall. All of these things add up to considerable extra costs that single-family homes don't require. So all of the things being equal, building detached homes can be less expensive in the short run, which makes for an attractive alternative when it comes to building new product. This is one of the factors contributing to why we're seeing a surge in built-to-rent communities. As you think about that, have an awesome rest of your day. Go make some great things happen. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.